This is Amber Rolt reporting from Cairns on the first day of MAPIC 2017. And this morning I'm joined with George Walsh-Waring, who's the principal at Meyer Burgman. Meyer Burgman have just launched the retail element of their Borough Yards development in the former Vinopolis site near London Bridge. George, thank you very much for joining the EG this morning.
Not at all.
Do you want to just talk me through the launch this morning and how it's gone so far?
I think the reception from both the media and the agency world and the wider real estate world has been tremendous. We launched Borough Yards as one of the most exciting retail opportunities in central London. And I think what we were trying to convey this morning, if you like, was what an extraordinary area it is. It's an area that whole borough area, and indeed the whole of the South Bank, has gone through not only just a wholesale regeneration in its time over the last, say, 10, 15, 20 years, but also it's gone through a renaissance. If you think that the Tate Modern, with its extension, has become the preeminent, or most popular, I should say, venue, museum venue in London, the Globe Theatre goes from strength to strength. It's an area which has captured the imagination of people, and of course, I suppose, possibly most notable, Borough Market, on very near neighbours, has become a mecca for the foodie world. So we're trying to convey that message, the message of who the audience will be for retailers, that potential audience will be, to the retailing world, and saying, come and have a look and be as interested and excited about your potential audience as we are. We focused a bit on the more practical matters of the design and the shape of the scheme to give people a feel for how it will look and feel. And I think it's important that they get the impression that this is an integrated, very integrated, intimate retail offer right next to Borough Market, and literally 5-10 minutes from all these other experiences that they can enjoy. What we've tended not to talk about so much yet, and perhaps is important, is the catchment. You have something like 56 million people a year going through London Bridge. Now, London Bridge went through a major redevelopment over the last 4 or 5 years. I think they spent nearly $1 billion on redeveloping it. And then you couple that with Borough Market, which I think has an estimate of 16 million people a year coming through. And then you've got all the tourists and those theatre lovers and museum lovers and foodie eaters. And that makes up, well, they quote in the Tate, 6 million people coming each year. But the total quantum of tourism that then is pouring into the area, tourism is a growing phenomenon in London, has been for many years now, takes that number way beyond. So that's, I think, one of the important messages I'd like to try and get across to those looking at it from a retail perspective. Because I think the opportunity for the retailer is very broad and very unique.
And the process is very much underway because you've already signed Everyman Cinema and the Office Group. But there's going to be a lot of opportunities for other retailers and brands in the area. How do you see them fitting in with the rest of the sort of the rest of that part of town with Borough Markets and everything? What kind of a feel are you going to be going for down there?
Well, that's an interesting point, because whilst the retailing itself is split between sort of fashion retailing and general retailing, approximately 30% of the scheme is allocated for restaurants and bars. I think we're going to be struggling to provide sufficient space for those retailers. We don't see it as high street. We have space ranging from as little as 140, 150 square feet, right the way through to 8,000-9,000 square feet. And so at one end of the spectrum, I think those retailers who are have a great idea, a new idea, or maybe are a new company, we'd be looking to attract them, particularly if they can tell us why and how they're going to respond to the audience, that mixed audience that I talk about. As I was saying to you earlier on, I think there's also a great shortage of any form of retailing, a coordinated retailing in that area, and there's certainly very little fashion in general. There's a little bit spotted around, but it doesn't really come together. So you can split the scheme into fashion and restauranting, but the retail element of it, I think, will curate itself. And we've got Mike Webb at JLL and David Sanders at CWM, both of whom are very aware that the mix, how retailers work with one another to complement one another, I think that's going to be a big part of what we're looking for in the months to come.
And you've been heavily involved with the site since inception. As I understand that you're actually involved in the purchasing of the long leasehold of the site.
Yeah.
Do you think that the plans are going to be on set to be ready for 2020?
Oh, definitely. Yes. The site has already been cleared and all the preparations are being made. We're delighted with the progress that the team on site are making, and full steam ahead. And particularly because we have Everyman and the office group signed up, that gives us a real focus to deliver for them. They are as enthusiastic as we are, which is really lovely. I think the Everyman is going to produce a great cinema offer, which I think is in great shortage. There's a couple of boutique cinemas in London, three or four, I think, that deliver a great feel, and it's about the experience. So I think the experience they're going to give their customers at Everyman is going to be something that will complement what we're doing. And the office group, Charlie Green, he's hugely excited about being able to provide something for his customers in the offices above, some of which will have terrific views of the river, which is nice.
And having those first key tenants signed up is a very important part of the leasing process. And, I mean, hopefully you can agree that the leasing market has been through some challenges and headwinds recently. But what is it about Borough Yards that you think makes it a unique and different retail offering, and how are you preparing to face any of those headwinds?
I think the headwinds you refer to, primarily driven by the change in the way that people, the change in shopping patterns, and that a significant number of people are now buying online. And that is undoubtedly having an effect in certain areas of retailing. I see Borough Yards as a location which primarily people are coming to experience, enjoy and shop. So it's not about going out to the shops. It's about going shopping, it's about theatre, it's about culture, it's about eating out. And if anything by those numbers that I've talked about in terms of the numbers of people that come to this small area of London, I think that probably answers the question that you're asking, which I don't see. I see us in an almost unique position in terms of a new piece of real estate coming into London and a retail piece of real estate, almost in a unique position with our surrounding partners, providing that experiential experience of shopping and being part of London.
George, thank you very much for your time. I'll let you go now because I'm sure you've got lots of retailers to speak to. But thank you very much for speaking to the EG.
No, not at all. Thank you very much indeed.